producers of this podcast strongly recommend that you do not listen to the following broadcast if you are sober, or if you have any objection to racism, sexism, fascism, ignorance, intolerance, overindulgence, stereotyping, or objectification. Repetitive Trauma Radio reserves the right to accept absolutely no responsibility for the time you will inevitably waste listening to the following drivel.
I am absolutely appalled at how much people in this country do not think.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
Down to business. I got my wild cherry dying Pepsi, and I got my blackjack gum here. Yeah, I got that feeling. Yeah, that familiar feeling. Something rank is going down up there.
I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself.
Hey! No more Mr. Nice Guy!
If you want to complain, tell someone who cares.
Piss.
Got Ben Kelly, pissed off Kelly, Miller, Randy, yours truly.
You made everyone mad.
Yeah.
Your language is offensive to me.
Good. You know it's offensive? Fucking you porn, pricks.
What did they do? Take down your stash?
No. They have this, you know, fight to the fuck thing all the time. It's broads. Not this time. Clicked on it. It was two dudes. I'm very happy.
He's a fiend because he got turned on. It just devastated his entire world that his dick reacted to gay porn.
Nope.
Did you wait to the end thinking there would be broads?
Yeah, you could. It's all the time it's broads. Not this time, it was dudes. Let me tell you, this was one weird-looking celebration. One guy crying, balls bouncing off his ass.
Uh-huh.
Me crying. Can't believe I clicked on it. They should have warnings on there.
Enter or exit if you are over 18. And then enter or exit if you are a fucking flaming faggot or not.
I guess I'm the only one that's gay.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
So, how's your guys' week, man?
I think Miller had an interesting week.
Fixing my computer over and over and over again. Stupid thing.
Yeah, he left, quite the voicemail on my phone one night.
Did you phone back?
No. You called me like a fucking 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah, he does that.
Somebody
I just woke up. And in his true drunk stupor, it's like in two-word sentences. Computer blew up. I'm drunk. Where are you at? Then he just hangs up.
Take a page right out of your book.
Well, I had to check in. You guys were wondering why I wasn't on Skype for like a week and a half or 2 weeks or something.
You weren't around? Shit, we didn't even notice.
Isn't that nice?
That's because you were gone longer.
Yeah.
I think even longer than me, and that's hard to do.
So I'm still curious what you did for an hour and a half while you waited for your keys yesterday, Penn.
I sat on my bike down in the garage and talked to Miller on the phone. I had to sit and wait for my lady to fucking come and bring my keys to me.
Didn't you feel like kind of a dumbass? Don't you usually check, make sure you have your fucking keys before you leave?
Well, no, what happened was it was Father's Day. And it was, I don't know, one of her cousin's birthday. So we were there at this fucking shindig. And I took my keys out of my pocket because we went on the bike. So I had everything in my fucking pockets and they were starting to bug me. So I gave them to her, or she stuffed them in her fucking purse. And, well, that's the fucking land of no return. So it's not my fault. It's hers.
You crazy.
Just passing the buck, huh?
Yeah. She was supposed to give them back to me.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Did you fucking dot her I?
Did I what?
Dot her I?
No. No, I had to play nice because then she had to drive halfway across the fucking city to bring them to me, so.
Well, that's where you get the keys, then you dot her I.
Yeah, no, she swings back and she's short, so the direct line of sight for her is not in a pleasant spot for me.
Well, then you should be able to do the old trick. You're a little taller and just hold her by her fucking head and keep her away from me.
Yeah.
That really pisses
her off. She gets really mad when I do that. Really mad. Done that a few times to her, but what are you going to do?
You do it and you laugh your ass off. That's what you do.
Fucking right. It's hilarious. Until I push it too far, and I tend to do that sometimes. Push things too far. I don't know.
You might be the Canadian John Wayne Bobbitt.
Could be.
As long as I've known you, Penn, you've never taken anything too damn far.
No. I don't know. People tell me I sometimes take things too far. What are you going to do?
Oh. Kelly?
What?
Anything new?
Not really.
Anything you want to promote?
Not that I can think of right now.
What do you guys got coming up at the Gamer Geeks? We still don't have a promo, so nobody knows what the hell's going on. They don't hear it.
We just did our show on E3, and the new show is we're going to record here probably next week, actually. I'm going to be talking about some of the games, because right now I'm reviewing Prototype for Xbox 360. Fucking sweet game. So it's kind of like Wolverine meets Crackdown and with a dash of Resident Evil in it. It's really sweet. Really nice. Yeah, the game. You'd have to be a gamer to play the games. Never mind. I'm talking above your head, midget. Sorry.
Well, I was picking a booger, sorry.
Okay.
He was gaming.
That's like the ultimate extreme sport right there.
We'll be talking about some other things. Basically, we'll be talking, I know, about the statement that Activision's CEO made just, I think, the other day.
What statement's that?
That Sony better needs to lower the price of the PS3 more to reasonable so they can be more competing with the Xbox, the 360, and the Wii. They need to get along that line and bring their console price down. Or if they don't, Activision may have to pull in late next year or the year after that. They may be pulling all their games from being PS3 compatible. And that one's a big out Switch because they're the number one game developer.
Has any third-party gaming company ever done that before? A company as big as Sony?
I don't think so. That's the stats and stuff. Nintendo.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was just like, oh, damn! When
that'd be like imagine flipping out on Atari.
It's bad. Because you think of how many games you see now on the ads and stuff, it's tagged Activision. I've reviewed quite a few of their games. I mean, really a lot of them.
And to read those reviews and hear debates just like this one, head over to GameIndustry.com.
There you go, Pen. You just be RMC. There you go.
And to hear more like that, stay right here.
Well, you can learn how to fix your computer.
Yeah.
Millering it up.
You had to miller it too, didn't you?
Well, a little bit, yeah. I had to. My C drive died completely, and I reinstalled Windows once, and then it fucking died again after it waited for about 10 or 12 hours till I got all my programs back on it, and then it died again.
Died just like that?
Just like that, I think. You gotta be shitting me. Did he drop?
That it's perfect.
His driver failed.
She's got the blue screen of death or something.
Oh, well, he can always head over to the other computer. He's got a friend's computer over there now, so.
That's unbelievable. Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, there he is. Because you millered your headphones, too, didn't you?
Did you try fixing a lot of stuff that wasn't broken before you figured out what was really broken? I hate when that happens.
The hard drive, right? Like, nah.
Yeah, that.
I can't wait till you listen back to this, Miller.
Fucking Bluetooth.
Old 1990s that's what I'm using now.
He almost sounds Chinese.
Just some of the words that it's put together there. Did he just say suck some balls or something?
Suck some balls, ting dong wong.
It's like he's pulling that fucking order box gag on us. Yeah, I'll... Right.
And then?
Go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is, Miller, but it's not sounding very good at that end.
Didn't go like a champ.
At least he doesn't give up.
Shit.
I don't know if that's connection or if that's equipment. Oh, well.
It's Miller filling the blanks.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't last time we had on, like, Scott the Canadian Killer was over there? So he found a devised a way to use one headset for two people.
Yeah, he kind of like took it apart and what did he do? It was like the fucking kids with their iPods splitting the headphones apart and shit. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. But
does he have stock in 3M electrical tape?
If he was wise. If I was wise, I'd go buy stock in it because he'll be keeping them in business.
Vice grips, duct tape, WD-40.
Yeah.
Soldering iron.
It's your basic toolkit right there.
Acid core solder. Keep you afloat for a while anyway.
Bottle opener.
Oh, that's just for his drinking, though.
Oh, yeah. You gotta have it.
Remember back in the day, always carrying around a church key?
We had a couple of those. That's why I'm going to hell, guaranteed.
No, that's two different types of church keys. You had one for B and E. I had one for popping open a beer, my friend.
Oh, okay. Well.
How many charges does that key land you?
Statute of limitations is up on how, I don't even know what it is in Canada. I think it's 12 years. How old am I now? 32 this year. So 20. Yeah. That's all right then. But yeah, no, I do. I don't think that ever, I ever ended up with B and E from those. I don't think we ever got caught.
For those. How many B and E's do you got on your fucking record?
On my record? One. And it's not a B&E, it's a forcible entry. Oh no, I've got others from youth record, but they don't show up on my criminal record. So there was a bunch on my youth record. I had a break enter and theft over 1,000. Broke into a garage and stole a Firebird.
Jesus Christ.
They didn't think they needed it.
Well, you know, I had to get around. I was sick of taking the bus. So,
what were you, 7?
No, I was, I don't know, 15 or 16, something like that. We drove around for a few days, and then one of the other little fuckers, we just traded it back and forth, and the one got caught with it, and then he fucking ratted the whole works of us out.
Did you punch him in the fucking throat then?
No, he disappeared. I don't know where the fuck he went. I didn't see him ever after that again.
Maybe the owner got a hold of him and punched him in the dick.
Yeah, no shit. Always hope so.
Did you get a parrot?
Yeah, it sounded like somebody had a budgie or something. Well, chirping in the background. So what about you, midget? What's been going on with your week?
Went to one, like, the lamest fucking bachelor party I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah?
No hangover?
I left at 9:15. It was fucking boring.
Holy Christ.
That's no titties. Bad. All they're doing is drinking and playing pool. I go, I can do this any other fucking night of the week, man. The guy that's getting married, I looked at him and I go, fuck, by this time I was already puking on strippers at mine.
Fuck. At least you got to have a bachelor party. I get to skip mine. Fuck. I was going to take the bike and head across country for mine, and well, that's not happening anymore. Stupid recession.
Fucking commies.
Goddamn media. Well.
Goddamn government.
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 G-U-V-M-E-N-T.
Fucking man, bring me down. I'm gonna have a million man white man march.
The million honky march.
I'll just have the whole state of West Virginia show up.
In planes.
Jeffro and Billy Bob in their flannels. Toothless. Make them charge the White House, telling them that's where they're stealing their money from. You can't have meth because of that house. They took all your meth. Get up there, boy. Get it.
I think that's that time.
Really? So soon? Listen to Repetitive Trauma Radio. We'll be back after this.
Repetitive Trauma Radio. We'll make shoving an ice pick in your ear feel soothing. Repetitive Trauma Radio.
Tell your friends to download this show.
And life is hard, and it's hard living. my head. I take a shot of whiskey and I make it all in.
Welcome back to Repetitive Drama Radio. Fortunately, we lost Miller. He couldn't Miller his own computer.
Poor guy. I phoned him to find out what the hell was going on, and it sounds like he just was fucking completely defeated. All the fucking wind is out of the poor guy's sails, I'm telling you.
Just been defeated.
Brought him right down to zero.
spun right down to the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Poor guy was beating his head against the wall for over a week trying to fix that fucking computer, and finally a busted mic just did it in for him.
Sent him over the edge.
Yeah, that was the fatal blow, the fatal strike.
He don't have any weapons, does he?
No, I don't think so, except for your common household type of shit. But it'd take too long to build a bomb out of bleach and fucking shit like that.
So you don't have to worry about him going sitting on the watchtower?
No. No, I think, well, he might, but the worst he's going to do is throw empty beer cans at somebody, so.
How's life been treating you, Randy? I haven't talked to you for a while.
Just fine, kid. Just, you know, being a new dad, pretty awesome.
Yeah, how's that little man doing?
Oh, he's fantastic. I can't complain. Like I said, early reports, Lisa does most of the work, but I think I feel in quite nicely, but you may find other reports.
The little guy's going to be used to wearing a helmet when it comes time to hit the intramural sports, eh?
You think he's going to be ready to mash heads?
Yeah, that's it.
No, he's about grown out of the helmet he's in now, so we'll see.
Time to swap it out, or is he done?
Yeah, a couple more weeks, he'll have a new one. His fucking head's getting too big.
Bloody, is it like a Scott? I haven't seen the helmet. Is it like a Scott Steiner style? You know, that leather fucking warlord helmet or whatever the hell he wore? Wasn't it Scott Steiner?
I don't really know how to describe it. It's just clear. It's like a clear hockey helmet.
Right on. Hockey helmet, there you go. Is he going to be... He'll be right in line for the Bruins. And...
With no face guard.
Face guards are for pussies anyways.
Yeah. He's not ready to skate yet. He's like mowing on his whole fucking fist these days.
You in a powder coat, that some bitch?
On the helmet?
Yeah.
No, fucking throw in the trash.
I'd keep it around as a little reminder for the little bat for him.
Oh, you had to change that language real fast, eh, huh? I caught that. Fucking idiot.
Wow.
God, I wish I had that fucking soundbite. Cunty.
That call like a seal.
Somebody's bitter.
Wow. I think she just bit your ear off.
Yeah, trying to correct myself. She just throws me right underneath the fucking bus.
Yeah, you betcha. I'll be more than happy to do that for you anytime. You just call me.
It's not a bit of wonder she's got a pit bull. She spends a little too much time with it, though, I think.
Pit bull?
Who's training who?
Yeah. Bloody hell.
Does the dog have sand up her cunt, too?
No, it's mine. Is just, I don't know. Lack of getting bit of laid. I don't know.
Yeah, that really fires up the attitude.
That and then having Adderall don't help.
You're going Bubba style, that's why.
Well, no, I get 90 Adderall 15s a month. Do you remember me going off on Bubba with the Adderall and stuff? And,
yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be a fucking expert about this drug, yeah. I'm telling you, fucking fat-ass idiot.
Are you talking to Midget or...
No, Bubba. Not Midget. Bubba's fat. Midget's just fluffy.
Fluffy. Nice.
Yeah.
Well then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, for the
Wow. Wow. It's a fucking Adderall.
What exactly is Adderall for? What do they? What's it prescribed for? What's the purpose of it?
In kids, yeah. it's attention deficit disorder. It's ADD. All right. But in adults, it's some of them will prescribe for attention deficit, but fatigue is the big one for it.
So does it? You get all jacked up?
It's amphetamines. It's straight amphetamine salt. That's what it is. It's pure speed.
It's wake up.
So how come it makes you so pissy, though?
Well, it does. It's got that. It's a potential side effect, and I have noticed it, and other people that's taken it's noticed it too. That it just makes you real short tempered.
Huh. Oh, that's all right. So all the truckers out there must be trying to get their hands on some fucking Adderall, then.
Oh yeah, because you can sell it. Like, it's crazy how many people are like, oh, you get that? Can I get some from you? And I'm like, fuck no. It's my script. It's got my goddamn name on it. Hell no, I'm not giving you any. No, I'm not selling
any. Get your hands off my shit.
Yeah, basically. You know, damn pill heads.
Yeah, they're the pill head.
Yeah, it is. Their name's not on the script. Yeah. I'm non-functional without it, though. Literally, even on it, though, my fatigue is so yo-yo-y.
I'm so wasted!
Now, that's me when I smoked a joint.
What, the truckers don't crush crosses anymore and drop them in their fucking jolt sodas?
I don't know. I don't know truckers. I don't know any. Pen?
Between key bumps.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I thought it was all, just straight beans. Like, I mean, but, you know, your black market speed. I don't know. I've never been one to partake in the Rattler, so to speak. So, I don't know. As far as drug tests go, like, I mean, I'm sure there's lots of truckers out there that are throwing shit up their nose, but it's not wise.
Yeah. Not for your job, shit.
That's it. I mean, I know there's a lot of truckers out there that will take a bottle of Jack or something along with them for a long haul, too, so.
Jesus. Yeah. See, I don't condone it. Drinking and driving, it's horrible.
That's it. I remember being on more than one dock, and the trucker sitting in the door would come stumbling in, and he'd smell like he'd come right out of the fucking brewery, and, you know, the lift drivers would just say, oh, yeah, it's going to be a while yet. And they'd just sit there and make the fucker wait 8 or 10 hours so that he slept it off.
Jesus Christ.
But he was ready to go, you know. Yeah.
Productivity there for you?
Well, but the guy's fucking wasted, right? So they could have had him loaded in 10 minutes, but they said, fuck that. You know, I'm not sending him out in the road. At least they didn't rat him out.
Yeah.
It is Canada. You're a whole bunch of fucking drunks up there.
Well, this was an American trucker, so.
Well, he was, as in Rome, do his throne.
Yeah, that's it.
He just wasn't able to handle it, right?
Yeah.
He's loaded, eh? He's gone.
Sweet Caroline. Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, now he's singing and we blessed.
He jumped ship.
I'm on my own script. Huh?
Huh?
What?
What are you singing that song for? You jump ship on the Cubs?
Ow, 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 ow. Yeah, right there.
You gotta start using lube so it doesn't hurt so fucking much. Jesus, man.
I was just scratching my foot.
He makes cat noises when he scratches his own self. Okay.
What do you guys know about Lady Gaga?
Oh, I'm a fan of hers. Why?
Shitty music.
Shut up.
Yeah. See, I've heard the name, and the name itself, knowing that it's attached to music, just turned me off immediately. And I, like I said earlier, I was at my lady's cousin's birthday party. She was 14, right? So a bunch of kids running around.
Right there.
That's it. So, but of course, all they could talk about was, at the wedding, are we going to play fucking Lady Gaga and Britney Spears and all this fucking crap that I haven't even got a clue what it sounds like, let alone whether I even want to fucking give it the time of day. So.
And you see, and the Britney, I don't really care for any of her new stuff. I mean, I kind of like some of Lady Gaga stuff. Not all of it. Like, I've got the whole CD, but I don't care for some of it. I skipped through just a few songs.
Yeah, this Poker Face is the one that's supposed to be such a fucking... And I can't even bring myself to go looking for it to try hearing it. I don't know. Fucking... If it if she's anything like I can imagine she is, I'd like to fucking poke her one in the face. Five fucking knuckles. I'll poke her face, all right.
She's not that good looking up broad.
No. I'm not talking about, you know, giving her a... I'm talking about a knuckle sandwich. I'll fucking...
No, the knuckle sandwich might actually improve her look.
You got my sugar ball!
Where?
What's the...
Poke her face!
Fucking sounded like the Brits invaded.
Hey, the dog stole the kid's ball. Fuck it. It's not my problem.
Fucking oh, God. There's a dad for you. Wah. He comes up with a wah.
Jesus. That is good.
Nice. You can tell what side he's on. It's the dog side.
Yeah.
It's fucking daily.
You got it back on liquid ass notice?
No. I haven't. I should give that to Lisa. I think she'd use it effectively.
Probably on you, my friend.
No. Wait, well, let me think that again. No.
You really want to put the power of liquid ass in someone else?
No. No. Nope.
How much did you get? Just one little bottle?
I got four bottles.
Four little... bottles of fucking liquid ass? That's enough to last you a lifetime from what I...
Well, I got it 3 years ago and I still have two bottles left. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
And I gave a bottle away and I got the kid suspended. It was sweet.
Right on. Where did you use it?
Oh, I gave it to this kid at work. He was pissed off at this dude, and I was like, I got something for him. So I gave it to him. He never heard of it, and he didn't really know what it was, and he used the whole bottle.
Oh.
Yeah, he ruined everything.
Holy, what, did he dump it in the guy's truck or something, or what?
No, he spread the whole bottle around the whole building. he used it very sparingly, but everywhere.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it was just like for using that. Yeah, everywhere. Like he would take he took a bunch of toilet paper and soaked it with it and like threw it in someone's garbage.
Jesus.
That's a genius. I'll have to remember that one.
Yeah. So you like, you know, you don't go in there and spray it. You just spray a little, you know, tissue paper and shit and throw it. All you need is a little wafting.
How did they find out it was him?
Because he couldn't stop laughing. Everyone else is sick to his their stomach and his garbage can didn't have any in it.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. He's funny too. He's a total Jewish kid, man. So funny.
Fucking Hebes.
Oh, he's having a great old time. They can't fire him.
He's union.
He's just Jewish. He wears an ankle bracelet. Proximity gimmick for being indicted for cocaine trafficking.
Oh, damn.
Well, then.
He was doing more than grabbing two pennies together.
He's on work release. Jesus. I'm like, what the fuck, guy? Fucking oil and blow? Fuck off. And gold? Fucking bastards.
Oh, what?
Fucking Schwitzes.
You got a problem with the Heebs?
Nothing. He's got a problem with everyone else.
You saying Hitler didn't do a good enough job?
Raus! Insel sich aber with you! Don't mind the faint smell of gas! This is only the cleaning solution!
You ever notice that not a single person has just figured that his haircut or mustache is cool ever since then? It's pretty fucked. He just fucked that shit up.
Have you ever watched the movie Still Waiting?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's good.
I saw Waiting, but haven't seen Still Waiting yet.
They catch this Mexican and shave him a fucking Hitler mustache.
I can't wait to see Waiting Part 2. Is that like Waiting again?
No, Still Waiting.
Yeah. Oh,
it's still on hold. Call Waiting.
It was all right. It wasn't the best of movies.
Nah. Funny.
Good for a few.
Yeah. Months.
Not near enough tits, though.
Oh. Well,
yeah. Stretching out.
I think, oh yeah, wow.
I didn't drink any at all this weekend.
Why?
That's what Lisa said. She was said I was a fucking dickhead. I don't know why. Trying to save money, bitch.
Cheap juice, son of a bitch!
Got a kid now. It happens.
I think I'm on the verge of having to quit, too.
What is it?
Yellow tint don't look good on me.
What?
Fingernails starting to get a little yellow, are they?
Just damn.
The whites of your eyes aren't so white anymore?
Fish eyes.
Liver starts to shut down.
So I figure I'd pull it back a little bit.
A serious backache.
What did the doctor say something to you?
It costs money, boy. It ain't free down here.
He said it this time. It wasn't me.
Yeah, here we go again. You just keep your trap shut, lady.
Shut up, fucker. Go on you then.
Oh, wait. It only cost me $20 to go to the doctor. I could have went.
Yeah, it cost me one-time shot every year. My fucking
time. You go have a physical on purpose.
I just want somebody to touch his balls. Yes, isn't it?
Can I cough again?
Yeah. I don't think that was accurate that time. Can we redo that test, please?
No, you didn't feel it right.
Doc, I swear I got something wrong with my prostate. You might want to check it.
Stick your finger in my ass, please. You got small fingers. I like that, right? That's mentioned in the doctor's office.
No, we got big old fucking lineman cocksuckers for doctors around here.
Oh, see, you like big fingers in your ass.
The fingers are like corn cobs.
See, he likes the big fingers in his ass. He's happy about it.
They're fucking huge, man. You don't.
Those are cornbread. Those are corn-fed motherfucking fingers.
It's pretty bad when you get rectal bleeding getting a prostate exam down here.
Anyway.
Dog 2, child 0.
This is Repetitive Drama Radio. We'll be back after this.
Oh, fuck you! That's right, yeah, you! I'm proud of you, motherfucker! Fuck you! Oh, yeah, you! I'm proud of you, motherfucker! We'll be right back. Fuck you. Yeah. I'm coming to you, motherfucker. Fuck you. That's right. Yeah, you. I'm coming to you, motherfucker.
Popcorn you're eating has been pissed in. Film at 11.
He's speaking of shit.
Repetitive.
Drop off radio.
That's a show that you really need to get into.
I'd rather listen to John Tesh's shit than that.
RT Radio.
Podomatic.com.
This isn't a fucking granola eating kumbaya fest.
Traumatizing the world.
I was trying to shove the microphone up my ass.
What's she gonna be sick?
One download at a time.
It's not going to be like one of the time release deals.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
So easy to say that. Oh, I was on the internet.
What stupid thing are you going to utter now?
Haven't you ever been with a fat chick and realized, hey, this would be so much easier with a pallet jack?
Holy Christ, I think I'm in over my head here.
MySpace.com. RT Radio Show.
Tell your friends to download this show.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
Fuck that. After I make my million, I forget who the fuck you people are.
I can do nothing but shake my head at this point.
Who calls at somebody's house at 2:30 in the morning?
You want to do blow off my ass?
Oh, wow.
I have a dream.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
On a stool, other half is on another one and looking real cool. I'm way up in here, baby, gonna do the love job. Turn me on, looking like a sack of doorknob.
Baby, got a butt like a side of beef.
Say it.
Baby, got a butt like a side of beef.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Baby, got a butt like a side of beef.
Say it.
Baby, got a butt, baby, got a butt, baby, got a butt like a side of beef.
Mighty mouth. When you speak my baby dance, I feel a rock in the house. Baby got back, make my Johnson hard. Look like a potato in a leotard.
Baby got a butt like a side of beef.
Say it.
Baby got a butt like a side of beef.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Baby got a butt like a side of beef.
Say it.
Baby got a butt, baby got a butt, baby got a butt like a side of beef.
Welcome back to Repetitive Trauma Radio. Yeah. Associated Press. Teen. Woman tried to pry off fake nails in dispute. Mount Vernon, Washington. A teenage girl who balked at paying for a set of inch-long pumpkin orange fake fingernails in a dispute at Mount Vernon Nail Salon said the nail technician grabbed her and tried to pry the nails off.
Ow.
Wasn't that kind of hurt
a little bit? Yeah, they're acrylics.
The technician said she and the customer
argued over the design of the girl's nail, and the girl tried to leave without paying. Once an officer arrived, the 13-year-old girl and her mother agreed to pay $10. The technician said the nails in her labor were worth about $30.
Yeah. We know, I admit.
Got to say, pry them fuckers off.
Yeah, because I'm actually a licensed nail technician. So, I know those, and they...
You need a license?
Yeah, you have to have... You have to have a license. You do not want some of these bitches messing with acrylic that don't have a license. Yep.
You need a license to do nails.
Yeah. Well, you have to have a license to cut hair, to work in a salon.
What?
To work in a salon, you have to be a licensed cosmetologist.
From who? Gives you a license to fucking cut hair?
The state, dumbass. State? God, what are you, bumfucked Egypt, Canada, for the love of God? I mean, shit.
Well, yeah. What the fuck? If you're good, people come back and give you their money to cut your hair. If you're shitty, they don't fucking get you to cut their hair, and you don't have a fucking business anymore.
My sister's a licensed cosmetologist.
See?
Like, you need a license to run a business. Yeah, that makes sense, but...
Well, you can totally infect someone's head and shit by fucking up. And plus, you charge a lot of a coin for that kind of bullshit.
Case in point, yeah, there was a shop in Columbus. You have to go through schooling to get your license. You have to have so many hours of schooling first. So you're going to learn about, you know, the diseases that people can have of the nails. You're able to spot it and know if they've got... You know, something.
No, you gotta be a fucking doctor to paint somebody's nails.
Not just paint, do the acrylic stuff, but literally there was a Vietnamese shop in Columbus, Ohio.
Hell in a handbag.
That,
we're going to hell in a handbag.
Uh-huh. There was a Vietnamese shop in Columbus, Ohio that the people were just fucking retarded and they weren't cleaning their equipment and a bunch of people ended up with fucking staph infections from having artificial nails put on.
Right, but I bet you they all had licenses. So obviously the license doesn't stop you from being able to fucking...
Nope. They didn't all have licenses. Somebody. That's the problem. They didn't all have them.
Why don't they just fucking do what I do? Go down to the store and buy Lee Press on nails. Christ.
You like Lee Press on nails on your fingers, Midget? Is there something you need to tell us? When are you going to the gay bar and do drag, hun?
No, I just need the pinky one.
Oh, coke nail.
Yeah.
See, I'm with you on that. That's it.
Work, kid.
Now you're talking. Okay, you didn't fag out there. There kind of worried me.
3 for a loop.
Yeah, that's occasionally what happened, you know.
The fuck?
Hell does freeze over, you know, occasionally.
Yeah. Associated Press. Man sets off fireworks in bathroom in Delaware's Army. Taylorville, Delaware. The Delaware State Fire Marshal Office said a man damaged a toilet at an Arby's by setting off fireworks in the bathroom. Fire Marshal said the man walked in the restaurant Thursday about 9:30 a.m. 30 said no one was injured, although 5 employees, 2 customers were in the restaurant. The man fled the restaurant right before the people inside heard a loud blast from the bathroom.
They're calling taking a
cherry
shit?
Bomb in the toilet.
Yeah, so he took a shit in the bathroom? Because he ate Arby's, you know?
Well, the toilet was totally destroyed. That's just reminding me of the good old days, you know, throw cherry bombs in toilets.
Yeah, he was just trying to relive his high school days or something.
Yeah, I'm sure Penn's thrown a few fireworks down some toilets before, too.
No, actually, fireworks were illegal where I came from, so it was hard to get your hands on them, and you didn't fucking waste them on bathrooms. You, put them in old ladies' purses and things like that. You got a much better reaction.
Okay, now I gotta do this. You said they were illegal where you come from, so you never seen a firework? Ding, 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 ding.
Well, no, we saw them. It was, you know, we had special events.
We didn't see those fireworks. What?
The rodeo, shit like that, you know, but we didn't get to have them ourselves.
We never got, we were deprived.
Holy fuck. Get off the Adderall, lady.
I don't know. This is being all of it. Like, practically wanting to fall asleep right now.
You're just mean. Fucking hell.
This one's don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
This one's kind of my favorite story.
Oh, Lord.
Reuters, tattoo gone wrong, stars and gripes forever.
Oh, that bitch. Yeah.
A Belgian teenager had told police how she emerged from a tattoo parlor with 56 stars over one side of her face rather than the three she had asked for. I said, this part, the top, is okay, but not the rest. Told Belgian broadcaster, the 18-year-old said she fell asleep during the procedure, woke up in pain when her nose was being tattooed.
Shit. Sorry.
What bullshit?
First tattoo she ever got, and she fell asleep while getting it on her fucking face? No, bullshit.
I believe it. Absolutely.
And the dad was there at the same time. I guess he went in and out or a fucking phase or something and just didn't realize, they're taking a little bit longer than it should.
I fell asleep when I was getting my tattoo on the back of my neck.
Your first one?
No.
See?
But hey, first one doesn't matter. It's the part of your body. It doesn't hurt any more or less on the same part of the body, whether it's your first or your fucking 15th. You can only tattoo once on that fucking part of your body.
I'm still saying,
you know, unless you're covering something up. But it was the first time on the back of my neck. Yes, it's a different pain depending on the part of your body.
I'm still saying bullshit on that one.
I think she's retarded anyway for getting her fucking face tattooed.
Yeah,
no shit. That's definitely not arguable, but I believe her falling asleep for sure.
It's
entirely possible. I knew a guy that managed to fall asleep getting his fucking stomach tattooed. Now, I'll tell you what, that's the worst fucking place on your body to get a fucking tattoo. At least I haven't found anything worse yet. Mind you, I haven't got my ball sack tattooed yet, so.
Go for it there.
I bet that wouldn't tickle.
Why would you even think about getting your nut sack?
I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying the stomach so far is the worst one that I've ever experienced. I can't imagine getting tattooed anywhere else that would hurt anymore.
This is my kind of guy. Associated Press. Ohio mayor breaks up fight, calls teen fatso. Toledo, Ohio.
I can believe it from there, too.
Online video shows an Ohio mayor biking through a city park stepped into a fight to break it up, yelling at the teens and calling one a fatso. A video post on YouTube showed 70-year-old Toledo Mayor Carton Finkenberner wading into the midst of about 20 young people. He is heard yelling, come here, fatso, and tubby, get your butt out of here. Mayor Finkbeiner was alone.
His name's Finkbeiner?
Beaner.
Finkbeiner.
Fake Beaner. Well,
there are a lot of Mexicans in Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, there is.
That Beaner's a fink.
There actually is.
Fucking hell.
That's probably how he keeps on getting voted in.
It's like having a name like Cockshot.
We're having the cock look like a fucking anteater.
Finkbeiner. That's like naming your kid Steve.
Oh, that was harsh.
Or naming a male Darcy.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't fight you on that one. Goddamn unisex names.
Really? Unisex?
Not in America, they're not. I don't know any American named Darcy.
Yeah, because the world revolves around
chick,
America.
There's a chick I know named Darcy, but...
Yeah, I had a chick working for me whose name was Darcy. That fucking sucked.
Poor guy. Named a girl's name.
But in the town where I come from, I went to school with 7 Darcys. Every one of them a guy. There was no... In the town where I come from, there were no girls with that name. In my defense.
No, it's because there's some big way or something.
It's still one.
You know, named Darcy that everybody
reveals. It's still one big gay fucking name. But it's a super name. But in the town where I come from, there was a lot of guys named Darcy. Even our mayor was named Darcy. Darcy Finkbeiner.
This is a little light in the loafers. Associated Press, dirt cheap cemetery sells 2 graves for the price of 1. Indianapolis, it's buy one, get one
free sale at a cemetery of all places. Memorial Park Cemetery on Indianapolis's Fair East Side is offering plots at the bargaining basement price in one section of its grounds. It's not another telling sign of the recession. The general manager says it's a promotion cemetery has ran for several years.
Try that again.
Around Memorial. Nope. McCrookin. Why does everybody have fucking stupid names? Says it's just a closeout sale on one section and the cemetery is doing very well. Signs along the street. Outside the cemetery, I also advise that no one will be with bad credit will be turned down.
How that would be terrible to be told that your credit's so bad you can't even, you're going to get denied a cemetery plot. That would suck.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
I just need a
plot. They can send me to the fucking veterinarian fucking off as far as I'm concerned. Throw me in the fucking oven with the horses. I don't care.
I just need a box so I'm going to be cremated.
Why would you need a credit check for to buy a fucking land?
Well, that makes sense. You're buying land. And this is the land you're going to be using forever. This is
what the fucking plots go for.
I don't know.
Some areas big.
Here in Montreal, a plot in the main cemetery up on the quote-unquote desirable locations can run you upwards of 25 or 30 grand.
Crazy, isn't it?
Plus maintenance.
What's desirable? You're dead.
That's my point. Fucking don't even bother going to the fucking funeral home as far as I'm concerned. Go call the vet. They're cheaper. They'll burn you. They got a license for it. Another fucking license.
They bury me. They better just cover some concrete over that way the zombies don't get me.
That's it.
Eating my fucking awesome head. Awesome.
Yeah.
Now this broad's got some fucking range. Associated Press. Bar brawler charged with high-heeled shoe assault. This woman really knows how to get to the point, but not in a good way. Police arrested a bar patron early Friday after she whacked another woman on the head with her high-heeled shoe. The victim was treated for cuts on her head. The suspect was charged with assault. Police do not know what started the argument. They're broads. That's what started the fucking argument.
A good fucking spike heel will do some damage. I saw some.
Oh, yeah. You'd think it'd fucking pierce.
I saw some strippers do some nasty fucking damage to guys that were grabbing up on their fucking cooch. Take that fucking spike in the forehead. You're not getting up too quick.
Take that spike and just go right for their collarbone. You're going to snap that fucker in an instant.
Yeah. Doesn't take much pressure to snap a collarbone, though.
No, it's like 12 pounds.
Yeah, something like that. It's really low. It's amazing how little pressure it actually takes.
Yeah, my foot can apply it nicely after I knee your fucking ass in the groin.
Wow, wow.
You figure by putting force on a heel, you're looking at, 1,100 pounds of fucking force right there on that tip of that heel?
Yeah, when it comes down to such a small fucking square like that, it gets concentrated so fucking hard. Christ.
Maybe Miller did lose his fucking mind. Man drives 3 miles on Washington Interstate in reverse. Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office said a driver went at least 3 miles on I-5 near Castle Rock in reverse. Deputy said a 41-year-old Canadian was arrested about 8:30 p.m. Thursday after his car stopped in the middle of the northbound lanes. He laughed as deputies approached and refused to get out of his rented car. The Daily News of Longview reports deputies broke a window and used a taser to subdue him. He was held for evaluation.
He's a holder.
Well, Miller ain't that old, so we know it wasn't him. Maybe some kin. I don't know.
But I could see him laughing and refusing to get out of the rental car.
Yeah.
What's the problem, eh?
only reverse works.
How come you got that taser, eh? Don't tase me, eh?
Get him right in the jugular.
I was in reverse, eh? What are you talking about?
What's all this about? you know.
My brother, when he was 17, his transmission went out on his car to get it down to get it worked on. He was driving the fucking thing in reverse because that's all he had. Then he drove it about 6 blocks before the cop, you know, came up strolling, told him you have to park it and get it towed. As soon as the cop left, took off.
I delivered pizzas for 2 nights in reverse once.
Wow. You're talented.
Small town and transmission, when it was cold, the only thing that would work was reverse. And so at the beginning, two nights, it was so fucking cold at the beginning of the night for like the first 3 or 4 hours, I had to run in reverse. That was the only way to fucking get anywhere. Wouldn't go in and drive. I was on an old Ford LTD. 1982 Ford LTD.
Well, that was still the fucking rockin' shockin' boats, man.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
What year was it?
Yep. 82. The car was in 82.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what year one of my ex-boyfriends, he had a Ford LTD. Of course, we nicknamed it the Lick the Dick.
I had the Sport Edition, though. It was only a two-door.
Yeah, it was two-door. This is a two-door, too.
No, you got to get the full-on effect. You got to get the four-door.
It was exactly the same size. Only thing was the doors were fucking 3 times bigger because it still covered the area of the four-door.
Just 6 feet long.
Yeah.
Fit 12 people in there comfortably.
Yeah. Fucking right. That was an awesome car.
Party wagon, man. That's what they are.
Penn's probably had a hole in his floorboard on the passenger side.
What the hell for?
I figured you were kind of them rednecks that just threw your beer on the fucking dashboard and dumped the ice right on top of it. Or on the floorboard.
Or you changed the transmission so many times, it's like 3 holes in the floor.
Yes. No, never bothered changing the... We torched it. First day, we... Oh, well. How many years on... 12 years on statute limit? How old am I? 32. So, I'd have to be 20. No, I can't tell you about that one.
Sure. Whew. Statute of limitations only 7 years.
I'm pretty sure it's 12 here. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm pretty sure. So I'm going to play it safe.
Just take my
seven,
word.
Seven is on financial matters. And when it comes to like really heinous charges, like, I don't know, felonies like murder and shit like that, there is no statute of limitation. But with this stuff, I know there's statute of limitation, but I just don't know exactly what it is. So just to be safe, I'll tell you this story. Hey?
You didn't finger no kid then, did you?
Mm.
Well,
No. It was just, you know, robbery, but whatever. Anyways. I guess it'd still be a felony because it'd be considered grand theft. I think. I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
I just love the fact that you got to use a statute of limitations calculator to figure out if you could talk about your crimes.
It was a pretty good one. I mean, but still, anyways.
What?
I was just gonna say we played our own version of Pimp My Ride. That was all.
You mean Pimp Your Ride by stealing somebody else's?
I didn't say that. I mean, I came into a very large amount of auto parts, that's all.
Figured some other guy needed T-tops, so you cut him in for him. And since he didn't have, you know, since you didn't have the glass to put in the T-tops, you just took his radio so it didn't get wet.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, the Lincolns had really nice wheels that, rims that fit on an LTD. And they had the hoods would swap out evenly. You could swap the hood from a Lincoln on and put it right onto an LTD.
So the period is 6 months from the date of the offense, which includes thefts under $5,000.
Under $5,000?
Under $5,000.
What about over?
Lets you wonder. I guess over it, there is none. Or South, Canada is weird.
Yeah.
Let me guess, you had the old Ford LTD that had a Cadillac hood ornament.
Ah, fuck it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. There was an auction site or whatever that had hundreds and hundreds of vehicles. And we tested that, you know, that movie fucking scene where you can just drive through a fucking chain link fence and smash it open.
Yeah.
So we tested that and we took off with 15 or 20 fucking cars. And then we just started swapping parts and pimping all our fucking rides, so to speak, was all it was. And then we took them all out in a dirt road and torched them all. What was left? You know, left them sitting on blocks. Big line of fucking cars on blocks with fucking... looked like, I don't know, the Bronx or somewhere else. And
the drunken Canadian version of Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, pretty much. And they were all like Lincolns and, you know, Grand Marquis, all the rest of that. Fucking, well.
There not high-end Ferraris. But
no, yeah. There wasn't one fucking sports car in the bunch.
Instead of looking at racing slicks, you were trying to find the ones that had studded tires.
Yeah, couple of old 1978 Chevy pickup trucks, you know.
Oh shit! I almost looked at the clock. I'm gonna have to bail. I gotta get my husband. Yep.
This has been Repetitive Trauma Radio. Later.
Fuck. Motherfuck.
Like a freight train with no brakes.
Why? For God's sake, why?
This has been Repetitive Trauma Radio.
Repetitive Trauma Radio, traumatizing the world one download at a time. Executive producer, host, defender of the Maple Leaf and wannabe Fred Norris, Penn. Host, self-proclaimed superstar, diva and king shit, the asshole, formerly known as a midget, Wade Jordan. IT services, fan outreach, conflict resolution, and contributing voice of reason, Lurch. Senior editor, conspiracy theorist, and drunken shenanigans, courtesy of Miller. Keeping RT Radio from being a total sausage fest, our audio technician, political analyst, and resident hottie, Kelly. Visit the Repetitive Trauma Radio's websites located at rtradio.podomatic.com, repetitivetraumaradio.com, myspace.com/RTRadioShow. Email the staff at rtradioshow@yahoo.com. Give us a call at 877-697-8723. That's 877-69-RT-RADIO. Folks, that's it for this week. On behalf of the entire Repetitive Trauma Radio family, thanks so much for listening. This is Indy. See ya.